Yeah, springtime at Harlequin Jack Studios. Oh, there's nothing quite like it.
Oi! Morning, boss.
Oh, hey, Hobbs. How are you, sir?
Well, you know me. Just, out here for my daily practice of the golf swing on the leaf pile.
Whoa, watch it there.
Oops. I better get those back on the pile.
Man, they went everywhere.
My apologies if I got any on you.
Oh, good old Hobbs, man. You know, one of these days, you're going to rake yourself into a hole, and we're going to have to send a search party.
As long as Mama Jay's cooking the rescue team lunch, well, I'm fine with it.
Mama Jay, are you in here?
Well, if it isn't Jimmy himself. Over here, sugar. Just knitting something special.
Let me guess. Is it a scarf?
It's got your name written all over it.
Is that an adult accessory, Mama Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know me. Don't worry. I'll make more than one.
I'll pass.
Oh.
But keep up the good work. All right. Let's see what everybody's up to before recording starts today.
What the hell do you mean, hit any key? It's a damn touchscreen.
Oh, God, not again. Homer!
This idiot box is not cooperating.
Whoa, no, stop. Put the bat down.
I mean, back in my day, we used pencils and paper.
Okay, all right, Homer, I understand you're upset, but you do realize that you're yelling at a... Wait, what did you call him?
Idiot boxes, damn it! Don't even get me started on these damn emotions. Automotives. Emojis. You kids and your damn gadgets. Next thing you know, they'll be replacing us with robots.
No. No robot will ever replace your unique charm.
Idiot boxes. Oh! Ugh. I just barely touch it and it falls apart.
Yeah, carry on. All right, well, let's check on Otis. Oh man, this is Otis's first day back. Otis, hey, are you back here? Otis, it's 10 o'clock, are you ready? Oh, are you already halfway through a six martini lunch?
Oh, hey, Jimmy, come on in. I got pants on this time.
I think I'm good right here at the door.
I'm lubricating the vocal cords.
You need to be sober enough for your lines today, and—
Sober? That's a dirty, dirty four-letter word.
Otis, that's... more ice?
I got extra. Do you want some?
Oh, only for my growing headache, Otis. I'm gonna go check on the dwarves.
Oh, no, just hear me out. Hear me out.
Archon, Corvo.
Hey.
What's going on in here?
Jem, tell this dwarf to quit shoving his bloody magic cards in my face.
This is Ellis Norn. She's a praetor.
God, I thought I told Corvo to leave his magic cards in his locker.
He would be a perfect inquisitor.
Gah!
Hey, whoa. I don't need you guys bickering today. We have business to conduct.
I am trying to prep for an interrogation scene. Not this bloody game of who's got the shiniest cardboard.
It's not just cardboard, Archon.
Gah!
All right, okay, guys. Let's just breathe. We'll save the card battle until after lunch, okay?
Fine.
Archon, you're up next in the booth after me.
I told you he was gonna yell at us.
So when Alex Morn takes over the multiverse, don't come crying to me.
We'll see how mythic she is
after
the dwarf gets done with her.
Archon! All right, let's see. Headphones. Let's get started, everybody.
Projection mount ready to go out here, Jimmy.
Copy that, Corvo. Thank you.
Jimmy!
Hey, what are you doing? We're recording in here.
Do you think your jeans will fit over this?
What is that thing?
Hey, Mama Jay, what's the issue?
Come here. I need you to try this on. I have to make sure it's going to fit under your jeans.
Oh, God. She made it with neon.
Oh, bloody hell. Get that out of here.
What the hell is that supposed to fit on?
Jimmy!
You're probably better off not asking any questions, lad.
Hold still. I want to size it for you.
Mama Jay, get it out of my bloody face.
Oh, but don't.
Never a dull moment at Harlequin Jack Studios.
Don't you touch my knitting needles, dwarf.